Welcome to Jets Rewind. I'm Marty Shupak in New York. I'm joined by my two great friends, Ray Clifford in Ohio and Ralph Scherega up in Massachusetts. Ray, how you doing?
Doing good. Fall has hit here in Ohio. We went from 70s yesterday. We aren't going to get much more than mid-50s for the next week at least. So
it's good running weather.
Yeah. Okay, Ralph, how you doing? Life.
Very well.
Okay.
Can't complain.
All right, let's start with a trivia question. I went digging deep for – we do have a mixed brew of fans, some old, some new. These are for, like, a lot of the older fans.
Oh, so is mine.
it's more of a guessing game, but you might appreciate it, okay? Here we go. The Jets are 17-21-1 versus the Denver Broncos, okay? Now – on October 31st, that's Halloween, 1965, the Jets beat the Broncos 45-10 at Shea, a tremendous victory. Now, Denver used two quarterbacks, one named John McCormick and one named Mickey Slaughter.
Right.
Okay. By the way, Ralph, I have a note here to let you know. McCormick is from Boston. He went to Boston College. And Mickey Slaughter went to Louisiana Tech of Jack Cordero fame. But anyway,
that's Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, but Jack's more famous.
Well, in my book, he is.
Yeah. The Jets had five interceptions against them. McCormick threw two, Slaughter threw three. All they wanted to do, and I think you could both get these, the five interceptions, five different players, I want you to name just two of them. And I'll give you a couple of hints.
Danard Paulson's got to be one of them.
None were returned for PDs, and only one of the players was a cornerback, okay?
Oh,
so we'll come back to that question, but you right. know, we're going into Denver.
Marty, let me give you my quick question.
Go ahead, Rob.
We all remember Joe Namath's great movie career, and his – my favorite movie of his, of course, was C.C. and Company.
Anne Margaret.
That's right, yeah. There was another Jet who had a small role in that movie. Can you name him?
Interesting. I will come back to that, okay?
And if you have no clue, I'll give you a clue later.
My clue is going to – well, I will come back later. All right. Ray, Zach Wilson, again, I think it's a little bit overrated, but looking back at the film, he did look very good, made some nice passes, made a few mistakes, including that fumble. Do you see that he will improve against Denver, or do you think he regresses tomorrow?
I won't be surprised if he looks, I don't know if it improved, but good again, similar to what he did. Denver's D isn't... And they just got rid of, by the way, they just got rid of Randy Gregory, which is a good thing for us. But I don't think their D was even as good as Kansas City's. And I thought at the last podcast that he could maybe look a little better against Kansas City's D compared to what he'd faced before. And so yeah, I don't see any reason he can't at least look as good. I don't know about better. I don't expect him to regress in this game anyway.
Ralph, how about your feelings about
this? I'm kind of the opposite. I think big picture, as the year goes on, I think he'll have some pretty good games, and I think he'll be a better quarterback at the end of the year. But I just have a hunch that he is going to have a lousy game tomorrow. You know, last year when we played Denver, their defense had a really good reputation, and we were very conservative against them, and they were tough. And I remember Garrett Wilson saying Patrick Surtain was the best corner he faced all year except for Sauce. Denver, the Jets have not had great luck in Denver over the years, and I just don't get a good vibe about it.
I actually think that he'll play well. I think Denver is there for the taking. You mentioned Pat Surtain. I think he's like the best cornerback in football. I think he's better than Sauce Gardner. We'll get into him a little bit later, but I expect the Jets to do well. And a couple of things, their offensive line is looking better. Robert Saleh announced that, and he spoke to Elijah Vera Tucker and said, you're a tackle from now on, and he agreed. Becton has looked better. They're playing better as a group, and also he took the pitch count off of Breece Hall. So I think all those things are very important, and I think they're gonna have a good show there. Ralph, you're gonna say something.
Yeah, I think the stability in the offensive line, getting it settled, I think they will get a little better as the year goes on. Certainly Tippmann will. So I think that's important. And you know, it's funny looking around the league at some of these quarterbacks who are doing well suddenly, like Josh Dobbs and C.J. Stroud. You know, and I'm reading about the coordinators who are working with them. And, you know, I feel like it's so important for any quarterback to have the right people around them and the right system around them. And I really think with Darnold and with Wilson, the Jets really failed badly with both those guys. I think both of them could have done better. I don't know how much better. And I'm just hoping that the light bulb went on in Hackett's head, and he's going to start mixing it up, getting more creative and putting him in better positions. And I think that's part of the reason you're seeing what might be the beginning of an evolution of his game, because I just think it means so much to these players.
I think you're right. And Ray, what would you like to see them do with Zach? I mean, the obvious is, you know, quick release, get rid of the ball fast, and maybe roll out. Anything else you want to see Hackett do with him?
I think just keep mixing it up. I mean, just go the path that you went with the last game. I mean, I think I agree with Ralph. I think Hackett was the difference in a lot of what Zach did last week, because I think that's a trust factor. But I think it hit a point where Hackett said, you know, this is what we got. I got to trust it and go with a better game plan and start opening it up. We can't just keep babying the kid and trying to, you know, do little dink and dunk stuff. We got to just throw it at him and see what happens. And I think they saw he could handle it a little bit last game. Hopefully, I think that's what they saw. And I think he's just going to maybe try and expand on it a little bit. I don't think he's going to go crazy and try and throw a boatload more at him, but I think he's found the kid can handle some stuff. He made some good, quicker decisions, and I think he'll try and grow on that.
Yeah, Ralph, you know, DJ Reed is out. He's in the concussion protocol. And I had put down as a question, and I'll ask you, Michael Carter in there, do you think they're going to keep him in the slot, or do you think they're going to move him to cover the other wide receiver?
I think that he's the best substitute for him. The question is, if they move him to outside and they put someone like Bryce Hall, I'm getting my Bryces and Breeses and Huffs mixed up, on the interior, can he play that? Or is Bryce Hall much better or much less worse on the outside? I think that's what he has to weigh. But yeah, in a perfect world, I would definitely want to see Michael Carter on the outside.
How about you, Ray? Because I love Michael Carter. I think in some respects, I see him covering sometimes better than Sauce Gardner. Excuse me, Jet fans, but I'm only going by what my eyes tell me. But Ray, what's your feeling about the Michael Carter?
I would be okay with either, but the thing I don't know if it'll work with the way this is set up is that they don't switch, you know, they don't switch sides. Whoever's on whatever side goes against that receiver. And I think that means if it's Hall, he'll get picked on. I'm not sure he can handle. Is it still Jerry Jeudy? Is he still the number?
Yeah, but they have guys who are actually having better years than him. Marvin Mims is having a better year, and Cortland Sutton. I don't know that there's one receiver on that team that is scary at this point. I think they're pretty well distributed.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not. To me, Breece Hall is a little. Bryce Hall is scary to me because it's just I don't trust him as a starter. Honestly, I like him as an extra guy, but
I don't think I would have felt much better if Eccles was there. Frankly,
no,
I don't like where he's played at all.
Not big on Eccles either, but I think Eccles might have been a better option.
Maybe
than Hall. Right. Who knows?
Right. You know, and we've been saying it every week, but it's come to the point now. And I had said, you know, stick Bryce Huff in for Jermaine Johnson on third downs. But at this point, I want them both in there on third downs because, you know, Jermaine Johnson, that guy's a worker. He's going to break loose. And I know, Ralph, you think he's very good in the run, but Ray, I think he's going to break loose. I think they have to take snaps away from Lawson. And I'm sorry, I know the rookie McDonald, who I like, I think he's going to have to sit a little more. But what's your take on playing Huffman and Jermaine Johnson, giving them both more snaps?
Well, I like how Jermaine Johnson's game has improved since last year a lot. And I'm still mad because now I'm in my mind, I'm seeing that 25-yard run by Mahomes and him getting held by that lineman, and how they didn't see it, I don't know, but it's still making me mad. But he is getting close. He's as far as sacks go, he's still, you know, to me, even if he isn't getting the sack, just get pressure there is still a good thing. And that's the thing I like, is just get some pressure so that they can't sit back there and, you know, wait on whoever they want to get open. And that'll help our DBs. You know, that's what I was going to say, was that our pass rush is going to be what'll decide how good our DBs are. Because I think if we can get pressure so Wilson isn't got all day back there, that, you know, the sooner he has to release it, the better off we are.
Ralph, well, how about you, your take? Because I had thought to sit Jermaine Johnson, but I came 180 degrees on that.
No, I agree with you. I think he really has a lot of energy out there. And I think you're right. Even if he doesn't get sacks, which I think they'll come. I think they will come. Carl Lawson's been fairly invisible. And, yeah, McDonald just – I think he has to wait his turn too. But the whole Bryce Huff thing, though, I mean – That's one of the hot topics I read with Jet fans. What are they going to do about this guy? And
we've been saying that though.
I know.
Couldn't understand. He wasn't activated the first two games.
I know. Well, I'm thinking in terms of his contract.
Yeah.
And I think they're crazy if they don't, because if they let it go until the end of the year, he's going to test the market. I think, you know, guys like this, you know, they've had this guy on the cheap for 3 years now. So I think he should get some money. He's worth it.
Ralph, if he signs as a free agent, I mean, the best they could do as a comp pick would be what, third round? Do they give second rounds?
No.
Third is the best.
Jesus, what a shame.
Nowhere ahead, too, right down the road.
I think we're getting other comps, too, for our third round. I forget, but I from what I remember, someone said that they're going to get some comp picks this year.
Right. Ralph, you know, I had said it on Jets 2 Minute Tuesday how they were giving up an average of 148 yards on the ground, okay? And it just drives me nuts that these other teams, it's not just the holes they're opening up, but it's also the yards after contact. Mm. Do you see any thing the Jets could do to correct this going into Denver?
I think it's an energy problem. You know, when you're getting beaten like that on the run, you're just getting out physical, and I think they just have to bring more energy to this thing. They have the players. There's no way that they should be getting gashed like they are. Maybe they're not going to be like absolutely dominant, but they've got to do better. I think they will do better.
Yeah, and Ray, how about you? I mean, you've noticed that that we're getting torched on the ground.
Yeah, I said basically since week one that they've disappointed me from that standpoint a lot. I don't know at this point if it's just energy or, I mean, how about not just doing four guys rushing? Just even if it's a rush blitz, you know?
Right.
Instead of a passing blitz, just sure. Send that extra guy and try and clog it up in there or something. I don't know. It just seems like they aren't getting – they're giving ground at the point of attack. And
and also every runner that we go up against looks like Marshawn Lynch. You know, he's just getting fighting off three guys. I know we got some guys who want to make the highlight tackles in there, I think that is just getting physical, getting more physical, getting your head into the game.
And the one thing that bothers me that it seems like they're still doing too much of is the guy who's making the initial contact is then trying to tear the ball out.
Right.
You stop the guy and let the guy coming in second or third try and tear the damn ball out, and you try and get him on the ground or at least hold him to where he's at.
Yeah, right, because I thought their run defense would be better than they have Woods this year, who's really a plugger. And So I don't know.
I'm going to address that because I put Marty's five key points to the game, which we'll get into after the over-unders. But, you know, it's funny, Ray. I could just see, like, NFL films, you know, saying, should we put away these highlights of Marshawn Lynch? He goes, no. We got to save when the Jets play. Every Jet game, it seems that.
And it doesn't matter how big the guy is.
Yeah.
You talk about the guy. Who's the guy there that just tore us up from Kansas City?
Pacheco was like a little guy.
Seventh round pick from Rutgers.
Yeah, he's like half the size of Lynch, and he's running through guys and spinning around and breaking tackles.
It was really incredible. Okay, well, let's have some fun, do some over-unders. And the first question I have before we get at the over-unders, Ray, who's going to have more passing yardage, Zach or Russell Wilson?
Well, till I see our defense play a little tougher, I'm going to say Russell Wilson.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ralph? I'm going to really take a leap here. I'm going to say Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'll go with the Russell Wilson. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with Zach. And, you know, I'm a Zach.
Marty's a Zach guy. Talk about 180s. Marty's does more flip flops than a politician.
That's true. I admit it. I'm a front runner. I'm the first.
That's all right. Sorry. I like the direction you're going in, Marty.
Okay. All right. Zach, TD passes. The over under is 2.5. Ralph.
Oh, under on that one. Yeah.
Wow. You think like what, two the most?
Yeah. One, okay. I'm going to say one.
You think they, Ralph, do you think they put Surtain on Garrett Wilson?
They did last year. I don't know if they flip flop or not. They probably should. The Jets are the only team that don't seem to like to do that with a star cornerback. But yeah.
Right. Okay. Ray.
But we got Ruckert, and I think Ruckert
has got to be good. I think he's good. Ray, Zach Wilson, TD passes 2.5.
I'm feeling optimistic with two. So
I'll take two, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's going to do three.
Wow.
Look at Marty's all on the Zach.
Yeah. I'm on the Zach anyway. All right. Breece Hall, as I said, Salah took his pitch count off. And I have over under four touches.
Twelve and a half, I think.
12.5.
Well, yeah, I know. Of course, Rob August is calling right now. He always does it. 12 and a half touches.
How does he know when you're on?
He just knows. So, Ray, 12 and a half touches. That includes passes out of the backfield. Breece Hall, what do you think, over under?
Oh, I'll go over on that. Even though at that altitude, I don't know if he's got his system built up too much, but I still think he'll go over that.
Okay, Ralph.
I'm definitely going to go over too because I think Cook is cooked, and I think they realize it too.
Right. Okay. You know what? I'm going to go out. I'm going to say over, but I say he's going to break one for over 40 yards, either
he's done run,
runner or a screen. But I think he's going to take it to the house this time too. I really believe that. Okay. Jets intercepting 0.5 over under, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm going to go over on that one.
Good for you. Okay. Ray.
It's going to be Davis. Ashton Davis.
You're taking away all my key points of the game, Ralph.
All right.
Go ahead, Ray.
We've known each other too long.
We haven't gotten a fumble in forever, but I think we could I think we can get one.
Okay, and then I'm going to skip the next one. I'll go right to fumbles, Ray. Fumbles a half. What do you think? Do we get one?
Under. I see it's the one I'm going
to. Ralph?
Fumbles, recover? Nah, we're never going to recover another one for them. Yeah. 10 years.
Okay. Jeremy Ruckert, everyone is a favorite local guy who I read this week. He loved the Jets growing up in Long Island, and he used to go to Jet games around Halloween, him and his friends dressed up as different Jets players. Jeremy Ruckert, receptions, over under is 3.5. Ralph.
3.5. Well, you make it tough, Marty. You should be working in Vegas. I'll say over.
Okay, good. Ray, what do you say?
Well, before I answer, I got what you just said. You're just up. Who's? Oh, that's
Ralph. That's my phone. Sorry.
I thought it was.
That's Rob August calling Ralph now.
This guy's like in the CIA. He knows everything.
Go ahead.
Are you just hearing that he grew up a Jets fan?
No. Okay. I heard that.
Read it this week.
I read that he got dressed up as a
Halloween stuff.
Halloween stuff. I knew he was a Jet fan. Big Jet. His whole family. They were ecstatic. Yeah.
I think he'll go over. I mean, at least I think he'll get, you know, that many looks. Whether or not Zach gets him the ball is a whole nother issue. But I think he'll go over.
Okay. Garrett Wilson, Ray, 6.5 receptions. Remember, he might be facing Pat Surtain the second.
I don't, you know, if the call is right, I don't worry about whoever Garrett's facing. I think, you know, because I think with Rodgers, I would immediately said over, because Rodgers knows about getting it, throwing him open, getting it to him quick, hitting tight spots. With Zach, I'm not as sure. I'm going to say under, but I think he can have at least 6. I don't think how many has he had with Zach as a high? Has he ever had over 6?
I think he had
9.
He had nine.
One game.
I'm gonna go over on that because I think Zach knows if he doesn't throw it at him, he's gonna get yelled at on the sideline by him.
Okay, there you go. All right, we're gonna get into Marty's 5 keys to the game. Ralph's gonna give us music. Before we do, just quickly, not a Jet situation. I wanted to predict the score of, we'll start with Ralph. The Saints are up in Gillette Stadium playing the Patriots. So I want to think the score is going to be who's going to win.
It's going to be 17 for the Saints and 4 for the Patriots.
Two safeties.
All right. Ray, what do you think it's going to be?
I had not given any thought to that game, so I will say with Judon out, I think their defense is definitely at a disadvantage. I'm going to say 21-14.
I'd be shocked if either team scores 21. I say it's going to be 13-10. Patriots.
Well, you know, Gonzalez and Judon.
I was just joking about that. I actually think the Patriots are going to win this game. It's the kind of game that Belichick will win.
Which is good, by the way.
I don't want that team to just spiral out of control and be in the Caleb Williams. I'd like to see him win 6 or 7 games.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I agree, which is good. All right, Ralph, a little music as we're going to have Marty's 5 keys to the game, and I might have even a... Here we go. Here's a key, and you guys touched on like 2 or 3 of them, but I want Al Woods on the field more. We got to stop the running. I don't care if it's a passing situation. We get caught up. I drank the Quentin Jefferson Kool-Aid 2 weeks ago when he had a couple of sacks, or 3 weeks ago. I'm over that. I want Al Woods on the field more. The second one is I want Ashton Davis there. I want him, like, even if he has to be like the third linebacker, I don't want to see Damien Sherwood there. I'm getting to really warm up to this Ashton Davis. And it seems like things happen up there. I know, Ray, I see the flip-flop.
And funny.
You could react after this. I would also test Pat Surtain. I think they're going to go in thinking that they're going to go away from him, but I would try to test him. I think Zach has the release to do it. And I would continue with Zach on the quick passes. I would roll him out, and I would try to have a designed Zach run, which I've been saying for 3 years, a safe design run where he runs around or bootlegs, and you know, he could just run out of bounds if it's not open or something too. And I said, whoever the number one receiver is, I would try to put Michael Carter on that. I thought it was Jerry Jeudy, but Ralph said you don't think he's – other guys are having better years.
Marvin Mims has definitely had more catches this year.
Is he from Texas or Texas Tech or Texas A&M?
I forget. Okay. I don't think he's related to the other one.
No, he's not.
No, he catches the ball and knows where he can run. And all that.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know if the other guy can catch. He never plays.
Right. And
we didn't know what route he was running either. So.
And here's what I'm going to surprise you guys, because he's on my lousy list like everyone's. I want to isolate Dalvin Cook in the flat. I think he might have a good game. He's been looking horrible. He's been like almost going backwards on every time he has the ball. I would isolate him and see if he could break one. So those are my five or six keys to the game. So let's go in for the prediction of the game. We'll start with Ray Clifford, the Buckeye from Ohio. Go ahead, Ray.
I really think the Jets can win it, but like Ralph said, they've never done really well against the Broncos, especially up there. But I think they can do it. I think if the defense shows up this time, and I mean the line more than anything else, I think we can win like 24 to 17.
Okay, good. Ralph?
I'm going to go 17-13 Denver. You know, this is the third straight time the Jets have played up in Denver. I don't know why the schedule, how that happens in the NFL, but, you know, it's you know, in my whole life, it always seems like the Jets are playing in Denver for some reason.
You know, I had seasons like that too, Ralph. I remember, like, it always seemed the Yankees were playing Toronto. It's like every day. It was just like, it was unbelievable. But, you hear that, Ralph? He's predicting Denver, Ray.
Yeah.
We don't want that, because we want to make sure Ralph stays with us on this podcast. But I'm going to go out on the limb. Jets 28-13. Zach's going to throw three TD passes. Chris Hall is going to break one for a touchdown. So, Jet fans, you're going to enjoy tomorrow's game. It's going to be kickoff at 4:25. Let's go back to the trivia questions before we close out.
Let me just interject one thing, Marty. Dick Butkus died this week.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, he's one of the greatest players of all time. In 1965 draft, with the third pick, Bears picked Butkus, and with the fourth pick, they picked Gale Sayers. Two of the best players in the history of the game, and the picking in the only other first round where I can think of two players or even close to that was 1984 when the Jets drafted Russell Carter and Ron Farrow. But other than that.
you know, I should have put it on the agenda, because if we each have a Dick Butkus memory, you don't have to have one. But I remember in the 60s, we got tickets to a Giants game. It was a Saturday night game against the Chicago Bears. And I can't tell you who won, but I remember one play where Butkus hit one of the Giants out of bounds in such ferocity. I never saw anything like that. The funny thing was, the referee was standing right next to him, and he was like frozen in his tracks. I think he was like shocked. He was afraid to throw the flag. I'll never forget that as long as I live, though. And the two greatest defensive players you ever saw were Dick Butkus and Lawrence Taylor. So, main recipes. Now, by the way, I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many people, who's the former Bear coach, the tight end?
Ditka.
Yeah, how many people mixed these guys up? They put pictures of Ditka on the internet, on everything, and on Twitter saying, you know, rest in peace, Dick Butkus. I'm telling you, it was incredible. All right, let's go back to the trivia question. Ralph, let me go first, because yours is more of a fun question. My trivia question was the Jets-Denver going back to October 31st, 1965. The Jets beat the Broncos 45-10. The Jets had five interceptions against their two quarterbacks, And I want to know five different players. I want from Ray and Ralph the names of two of them. And the hint was only one of the five interceptions was from a defensive back. So, Ralph, give me your two.
I'll say Billy Baird and Daynard Paulson.
You're wrong on both. All right, Ray?
Well, then I am too, because I was going to say the same thing.
Wow, incredible. All right, let me
How about Larry Grantham?
That's one of them. Yeah.
Paul Crane.
I thought you said the others were safeties.
Said it wasn't. It was only one cornerback.
Only one defensive back, I thought you said.
Okay.
I know. I said one cornerback. And the cornerback was Ray Abruzzi.
Ray Abruzzi.
Wow. And he returned one for 13 yards. Ralph Baker returned one interception for 14 yards. You're going to love this one, guys. Verlin Biggs returned.
I figured it was a lineman, yeah.
44 yards. Ralph got the Larry Grantham. He returned one for no yards. And the last one, I'll give you a hint. He was also a professional wrestler.
Wahoo McDaniel.
Right.
Wow.
Wahoo McDaniel returned one for 7 yards. So those were the five interceptions and a great victory by the Jets. I wish they saved some of those points for the 1999 game when they played him, or 2000, remember?
It was, it was January of 98,
I wish they saved some of those points. But anyway, okay, Ralph, ask your trivia question before we
go. So, my favorite Joe Namath movie, which isn't saying much, was CeCe and Company. Came out in 1970 on the heels of his Super Bowl win. And there was another Jet who had a small role in it. And you going to guess what? You got
I'm going to say Joe Klecko.
Joe Klecko, 1970? He's probably in high school.
Oh, that's right.
He was in commercials. He was in a movie.
He was
right.
Smoking in the bed. You're right.
Right.
So that's wrong. Go ahead, Ray. Ray's giving me the head shaking.
You want a hint, Ray?
Go ahead. What's the hint?
Here's the hint, Marty. If the David Clowney Award had been given back then, this guy would have won it 1 year.
Oh, okay. Was it the Mike Battle?
Yes, Mike Battle. Mike Battle, who the thing you have to say about him is he wasn't big, but he was slow.
that's right.
If you remember that punt, Marty, that punt return, which gave him 2 years as a player against the Giants in the preseason. It was their first preseason game against the Giants. They killed him. And Mike Battle gets his punt return. And it reminded me of like watching Alfalfa return a punt where banana peels are coming out of his pants. He's barely running, but everyone's tripping and falling around him.
I remember that scene. That's right. Yeah, so that – go ahead, Ray.
Who are the ones who did the, like – was it Brill Cream? They did like the hair –
oh, yeah, the four Jets. That was another question.
I was going to pick one of them.
And you know what's funny about that? I've been looking for that on YouTube for years. I can't find it. I know it was Bake Turner.
Bake Turner.
Matt Snell was one.
Was Brother Matt Snell. That was what he called him. Country Don Maynard. I think the other one was Jim Turner, if I'm not
mistaken. Yes, it was Jim Turner. You're right, Mr. Jim Turner.
But Bake Turner was the guy who sang and played the guitar.
That's who I was trying to think.
Bake Turner. Yeah, that was the four Jets.
That's what I was going to say.
All right.
Well, actually, and there was another Brill Cream commercial with that had a Jets in it. Remember who was, Marty?
Was it with Brill Cream? It wasn't with Ann Margaret, was it? No, that was with the shaving.
That was Shaving Noxema, yeah. It was Weeb Eubank. And at one point, at one point he says, okay, all you hairs, make a part. So and now all the under 50s who are listening to this are falling asleep, I'm sure.
we're going to close this out. Ray, what's the big college game on today?
Texas-Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
River rivalry is
right,
it?
Yeah.
Although Ohio State's playing Maryland, which usually would be a snoozer, but Tua Tagovailoa's brother is
from Maryland,
and he's having a pretty good year, so that could be an interesting game.
I doubt it, but
I do too. But he's, they do tend to throw it all over the field, so it could be a fun one to watch.
There you go. All right, for Ray Clifford in Ohio, Ralph Scherega in Massachusetts, and I'm Marty Shupak. I'm in New York. Let's go, Jets. Until next time.